tell me about your part in this event.
Well, the Great Missouri Buzz Off is a joint effort between the Missouri Department of Agriculture, the Missouri Botanical Garden, the St. Louis Zoo, and the Missouri State Beekeepers Association. And it's an event to raise awareness of honeybees and bees in particular, but certainly honeybees. I will be speaking along with three other gentlemen to kick off the event here in St. Louis. It's my understanding that the event will have different events around the state, but they're going to kick off here in St. Louis at the Botanical Garden tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And there are four speakers tomorrow. Ed Spivak, who is a beekeeper himself, but he's also the curator of invertebrates for the St. Louis Zoo. I will be speaking as a representative of the Missouri State Beekeepers Association. Dr. Peter Weiss Jackson, I believe, is going to be speaking. He's the president of the Missouri Botanical Garden. And Dr. John Hagler, who's director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture, will be speaking. So it's an event that I think will be attended by a lot of beekeepers. We're certainly putting the notice out to all the beekeepers in the St. Louis area. I'm assuming other persons interested in honeybees and pollination.
When you talk to people about the importance of bees to humans, what do you tell them?
Well, we tell them that 30% of everything that you put into your mouth has been directly or indirectly pollinated by a honeybee, and that if we continue to lose the honeybee population as we are for a variety of reasons, it could take an entire hour to talk about, but if we continue to lose our honeybees, if the honeybee population goes down, we lose that pollination service, there's a lot of things that we enjoy eating that we won't be able to eat anymore. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, things that honeybees pollinate. And without the honeybee, we would see none of. A good example is almonds. There's only one insect that pollinates almonds, the almond trees, and that's the honeybee. And if we didn't have a honeybee, there would be no almonds, period, which is the reason that every year thousands and thousands of honeybee hives travel across the United States to California to provide pollination services for the almond growers so that they can have almonds. They also, travel up to Michigan to pollinate the blueberry crops and to Florida to pollinate the orange crops. So honeybees are in short population in various critical agricultural areas around the United States. And as a result, they have to be imported in from beekeepers around the country. The bottom line is that without the honeybee, we wouldn't starve to death, but it would be a pretty boring diet that we would be eating.